This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera was hospitalized last night. The governor's office said that Primavera had an arm infection from a previous cancer treatment procedure years ago. She hopes to return home tomorrow morning. Heavy smoke from a wildfire in San Juan National Forest has prompted an air quality alert for southwestern Colorado. Lightning likely sparked the Spruce Creek fire over a week ago, but the blaze doubled in size last night. It now covers more than 7 square miles. Smoke from the wildfire is blowing into nearby towns, such as Telluride, Silverton, and Lake City. Colorado joined the Department of Justice and other states today in suing the concert promoter Live Nation. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
One of the remedies the states are asking for is that Live Nation divest from Ticketmaster. DOJ is accusing Live Nation of controlling almost all of the components of the live music industry: marketing, ticket sales, and access to the venues. The complaint argues that fans suffer by paying more for concerts and having less competition for shows. In a statement, Live Nation said the lawsuit won't solve the issues fans care about related to fees and access to highly in-demand concerts. It also said its 1.4% profit margin was the opposite of a monopoly. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
For the first time in 30 years, a new way to fund Colorado schools has been signed by Governor Jared Polis. The 6-year, $500 million plan will put more money towards students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.